Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
I don't know about you, but I do thank God that my yesterdays are gone.
Yes. Come on now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I put together a message earlier in the week for this morning. Then yesterday afternoon, it don't fit. And then I put together another one yesterday morning, afternoon. Then got to be about 9 o'clock last night. And I just said, that ain't the one, it ain't for today. So, I went back and I'm doing part two of the message I did last Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Let me say in advance. I'm going to be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 8. Ecclesiastes 9 and 8 says, you wouldn't mind standing for the reading of God's word. I'm going to read it off the screen, then I'm going to read it from the version I got. Ecclesiastes 9 and 8 says, let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Amen.
Amen.
The version I got says, let thy garment be always white, and let thine head not lack the fresh oil. The oil of anointing. Ointment, anointment, you get it? How it works together that way? I am extremely in desire and need of your prayers today. Because this has been 1 week for this old fat boy. And I told Pastor Sarah yesterday, I said, look, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it tomorrow morning or not, so you need to be ready. Hallelujah. Well, I told her, I said, I'm going to try. But I got to tell you, folks, I ain't felt this washed out and drained in a long time. So y'all stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning, would you? most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace today, dear Lord, asking, Father, that you would touch this man. Use me, dear God, as your vessel. Anoint me, dear God, with strength enough to bring forth your word and to bring it forth with the unction and the anointing, dear God, of the Holy Ghost. Help me, dear God, to bring it forth in a way that would be pleasing in your sight and that it would go up into the throne room of heaven and magnify a name there in the throne room. Let it go forth, dear God, over all the world through internet and through live stream services and all in this building. Let the word go forward, dear God, with anointing and with power. Let all those under the sound of my voice, dear God, receive this word and apply it to their lives and their hearts and souls be nourished by this word. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Please continue to pray for me. Let thy garment always be white. Let thine head not lack the fresh oil. Well, you know what the importance is of having a white garment. Keeping your garment spotless. For that wedding day, we're the bride of Christ. And the word says, let thine head not lack the fresh oil. Don't go without the fresh anointing. And this is part two of the message I started last week. The power of a fresh anointing. There is a correlation between purity, holiness, and anointing. If you want to walk in the anointing of God, you've got to walk holy and upright. There's pastors and men of God falling today because their emphasis is placed on fleshly manifestations and not true holiness. Fleshly demonstration and not upon the purity of heart. Moses, before he got water out of the rock, he had to hit it. He had to smite it. And before we can receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost, we got to go to Calvary. Amen. I said this last week. Repentance is not crying in the altar. Repentance is going to the altar and letting the Lord change your life and you get up changed. Before the priests of the Old Temple in the Old Testament were anointed, they were washed first. Then they were clothed and sprinkled with the blood. And then they were anointed with fresh oil. If we're going to have the anointing of God upon us, there's got to be purity of hearts. There's got to be consecration. There's got to be sanctification. There's got to be a dedication. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to get on board with me here. I know this is going to be hard preaching. It's going to be hard to receive. But I'm telling you the truth today. And I wouldn't tell you the truth if I didn't love you. 1 Thessalonians 4:7 says, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. How many of us have looked over that? He said this cleanness, this cleansing that comes through the holiness of God, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, after that the Holy Ghost is given. I'm going to tell you something, saints. There's a whole lot of people that don't believe this. They don't walk like this. But the Holy Ghost does not reside in an unclean temple. The Holy Ghost is given a mark of the wonderful separation of God, preparing for an anointing of the Holy Spirit to come upon us. That's why the Holy Ghost has come. Holy anointing oil unto the Lord. Hebrews 12:14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see God. Let me say that again. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see God. You ain't going to see God without holiness in your life. You can come to church. You can worship. You can run and dance. You can prophesy. You can preach. You can speak in other tongues. But if you ain't got holiness in your life, you ain't going to see God. If we're going to see the anointing of God, we're going to have to quit gagging at sanctification. We're going to have to quit treating God's word like it's a laughable suggestion. Quit making fun of the man of God when he invokes the word of God and speaks against sin. Sin ain't a laughing matter. Sin will take you to hell. And hell, let me tell you, ain't no laughing matter. Holiness has been abused. It's been misused. It's been represented and been misrepresented. Come on now, you know it has.
Yes, that's right.
It's been interpreted and misinterpreted. But holiness still remains. Come on, somebody.
Yes,
that unless you're walking in holiness, you will not see God. Anybody getting that? If you're walking in sin, you're living in sin, you're not walking in holiness with the Lord, there's going to be a whole lot of disappointed people come to the rapture. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There's an automatic sequence of anointing that comes from the purity. When you've been purified by the blood of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, you can just lean back in His arms in that sweet relief, that sweet rest, because you know the anointing's on its way. The anointing just seems to come automatically to you when you get to that place. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said you're not supposed to put this oil upon the flesh. That don't mean you don't take the anointing oil and touch somebody on the skin. The anointing is not for the fleshly. But the anointing is for those who walk after the Spirit. Walking after the holiness of God. I'm going to tell you what, the longer I'm in this thing, the longer I walk in the ministry, the longer I realize the futility of trying to operate in the flesh. John 6 and 63 said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Church of God, we started in the Spirit. We started with an outpouring of the Holy Ghost at that little Shearer schoolhouse in Tennessee in 1870. I think it was 1876, in the mountains of Tennessee. But now, we are trying to accomplish in the flesh what we used to do in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Preachers have learned how to preach. You know, there's websites that preachers can go to and download messages to preach. I know a Church of God preacher. One of my family members was his clerk, his church secretary. And every week he had her go and find him a message on the internet to preach. She downloaded it and printed it. He didn't even know what it was, so he walked up there Sunday morning to preach. There's websites, there's a place on, there's an ad that keeps popping up on Facebook that says, preachers, cut your study and work time in half with this sermon app that you can get on your phone. And I said to myself, well, why don't we just let the AI preach it for us? Why don't we just turn on a tape and let the tape play the Bible for us? Congregations have learned how to worship so they can do it by numbers. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We go through the motions without any power. We've been through that. Praise God, we're coming out of it now.
Amen.
The church has gone to the place today that they lean upon the flesh. Paul actually rebuked the Galatians for that. Galatians 3 and 3 says, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect in the flesh? You get that? You began in the Spirit, but now you're trying to rely on the flesh. He said there was a time when you leaned upon the Holy Ghost. You leaned upon the anointing, and now you're leaning upon the flesh. Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and his heart departeth from the Lord. Dear Lord, have mercy on the church. Upon this untoward generation, of believers who go through the motions. We all know the story of David being anointed king of Israel. God told Samuel to go down to Bethlehem, Judah, to Jesse's house, and to anoint one of his sons as king. Jesse had 7 sons. And when Jesse got there, the first one walked out, this tall, strong brute, handsome young man. Samuel said, that's got to be him. Hallelujah. Surely this is the one, the anointed one for the king, Samuel said. And the Lord said, I have refused him. Look not upon height or stature. Man looketh upon the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. Come on, somebody. When I first came here, the Lord told me that this church was a place that was placed here for a purpose. It was a hidden gem that God held in his pocket until a certain day. And he would release us upon the world to bring in the harvest. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're to be a hope for the hopeless in this hopeless generation. Somebody glorify God. Come on now. Amen. God has said, proclaim the anointing upon them. Amen. And the anointing is waiting for you if you want it. But ain't that the question? Do you really want it? Do you want that? Or is it something you desire? Do you desire to be able to win your brothers to the Lord? Do you desire to be able to win your sisters to the Lord? Do you desire to be able to win your loved ones and your friends and neighbors to the Lord? Or do you rather desire to hold on to the things of the flesh?
Come on.
I love y'all. God said the anointing oil is not for the flesh. It's for the spirit. You're not going to walk in the flesh. And in the anointing too. Somebody say amen.
Come on now.
You're not going to walk in the flesh and the anointing too. I can't tell you how many people I have seen come in this church knowing that living in open sin. Knowing they're living in open sin. And walk down here and try to testify and try to prophesy. You ain't going to prophesy living in open sin. Now, I ain't got no problem with them folks. I love them just like I love you. I love everybody who walks in this door. And you are welcome here. We want you here. We love having you here. But, hey, you got to get things right. Go ahead, Mason. We're reaching a time when it's almost over. Hallelujah. Turn it down a little bit. We don't have time anymore to walk around and be scriptural attorneys. And find scriptural loopholes. That's the reason Jesus, because that's what they were doing for the Old Testament. The priests were finding loopholes in the Word because they were living by the law. They were finding loopholes in it, letting them do what they wanted to do and let them rob the people, rip the people off and gain wealth and notoriety for themselves. When Jesus came, he said, I didn't come to destroy the Old Testament. He said, I came to fulfill it. And then I came to establish the New Testament. You know what the New Testament? The Old Testament is a book of the law. The New Testament is the book of the Spirit. When I say the book of the Spirit, I'm not just talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about taking the Word of God as the Spirit of the Word comes out. Take it for what it meant. Because you know what the Word means. You know when you read it what the Word means. And you can try to take the Word from over here, from over there, and bring it back to some other place and twist it around all you want to. But you know what it means. You're not going to scriptural attorney in front of the bench, the judgment bench of God. Because he's the one who wrote it. You ain't going to twist it around to him, because he's the one who says, you know what? You ain't doing that. I gave you every opportunity. I'm giving you every opportunity to walk into these gates. But if you want to take the word and twist it around so you can still have your cake and eat it too, all you're going to be left with is cake. Because you ain't walking through the pearly gates. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne, O God. I have preached this word today, dear Lord, in a way that you have anointed my heart to bring it forward. Help me, O God. Help me today, Father, in Jesus' name, to bring forth this word. As I was preaching today, some of you got a little upset with me. That's all right. If you listen to what I had to say and it changes you and you get to heaven, get upset with me, get mad with me, I don't care. If I can keep you out of hell, get mad with me all you want to, I don't care. But if you got mad with me, you got upset with me, you didn't like what I had to say, that's fine. You can feel that way, but you can't get around it. It's the truth. And if you want to get to heaven, you got to get to the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Glory to your name, dear God. The Lord has dealt with hearts in here today. If you got upset with me, it's because of conviction on your heart. If you got angry with me, it's because I stepped on something that you didn't like. But if I stepped on something that you didn't like, I spoke the truth to you. And I love you. I wouldn't hurt your feelings for nothing in this world. And today, if I spoke to you and it hurt your heart, you need to come down here and talk to God about it. You can be angry with me and I'll forgive you. It's all over and done with as far as I'm concerned. I love you. And eventually you'll get over being mad with me and we won't even matter. It won't matter no more. But if God can deal with your heart, you need to come down here today and talk to him about it. Hallelujah. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Every head, every bow, eye closed, every head bowed. Lord, bless this church today. Bless that word coming forward today, God. In Jesus' name. Bless those hearts and minds that received it today, dear God. Pastor, I ain't walking to that altar, because if I do, I'm going to be admitting that you hit me where I live. So what? You ain't got nothing to prove. Ain't nobody in here can hold you accountable for nothing. This is all between you and God. You ain't got nothing to prove to nobody but the Lord. And he's the one reaching out to you right now. He's the one saying to you, come unto me and let me have my way in you. Let me pour out of my anointing upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's one. Is there anybody else? Hallelujah. Father God, there's one here. Somebody else coming? Is the Lord dealing with somebody else today? I know you are. I know there are. Here comes another one. Hallelujah. I know God's dealing with somebody. I can feel it. Oh, but Pastor, I can't walk down there today after that message you preached. There's another one still. I can't go down there today after that message. It'll make me look bad. What do you care? Ain't nobody in here gonna look bad at you. Everybody in here loves you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
What a message. What a message. We're living in the last days. We better be checking and making sure we're ready to go. You better know beyond a shadow of a doubt, when he splits that eastern sky, we're going to be gone and some are going to be left. Check yourself out. We all have to do that.
Amen.
It's not a thing, even the pastor, he has to do that. We all have to do that.
Amen.
Thank God we've got a pastor that'll get up here and talk to us and correct us. That's what he's supposed to do. Amen. I thank God for him. I'm going to need some little guys to come up here and do our little salvation thing. We're going to lead you. These little girls are going to come up here and lead you in a prayer. If you believe in your heart and submit to the Lord, he's going to save you.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sins. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a new Christian.
Now, if you said that, believed it in your heart, guess what? You're saved.
Amen. Amen.
Bible says confession is made into salvation. Tell it everywhere you go.
Amen.
That there has been a change. Now we're going to close in prayer. Father God, I give you honor, glory, and praise for your presence in this place today. I thank you, Father God, that if there won't be one in here, Lord, or over the internet that has not made you, the Lord of their life, I pray for a turnaround this day. I thank you, Father.
Yes.
Saw you in that blue shirt. Give your heart to the Lord. God's calling you, and you know it. Do it.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you bless each and every one of us and keep us all safe and protected and help us to be back here at the appointed time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.